One issue that Remington residents are concerned with is safety. I had an opportunity to talk with Bill Cunningham and Betsy Childs about their thoughts on safety in Remington. This is Joe Lamar. I interviewed Bill Cunningham, who is a very involved Remington resident, and he shares his opinion with me about safety in Remington.
What's your opinion on safety in Remington?
I think that compared to other neighborhoods, we're in pretty good shape. Overall, I believe that we are a fairly safe environment to live in.
So what was Remington like 8 years ago when you first came here?
It was not as safe as it is today. It was not as clean as it is today. So it was difficult back then, more difficult.
What do you think should be done for more safety?
I think that first we have to develop a better relationship with the citizens of this community so that they are comfortable with notifying the police when criminal activity is going on in the community. Secondly, we need to increase our walks. The Northern District has asked that all communities start to have more citizens on patrol walks. One of the simplest things to do is to get the houses to turn on their front and back lights.
You said that it wasn't as safe as it is now. So do you think in the future it will be safer than it is now?
There is always a direct correlation between the drug dealing that goes on openly in a community and the safeness of the community. And I have seen that as you take the drug dealers off the corners, then the neighborhood becomes safer. And I've watched that in other communities too. So, but most of it is about getting the people who live here to participate in keeping the area safe.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Joe Lamar. A little bit ago, I had an opportunity to interview one of the Remington residents. Her name is Betsy Childs. She talked about safety in Remington.
Now, I've heard that Remington has this bad tendency to have a lot of violence and drugs and gangs. What's your perspective on that?
The violence and stuff is brought in from outside. I don't think it's Remington residents about it.
So why haven't you been worried about it? What has made you not afraid of that?
I think it's because I'm not, if I say I'm not a drug person, I'm not hanging with that group. I've never really been concerned about it. I mean, we had a guy that was shot right up the street and people in the neighborhood that knew him. I'm not worried about getting hurt, and I'm gonna knock on wood because I say that. I definitely don't just let them be. If I see something going on, I call the police. We also have a little phone chain of people where my next door neighbor, I have her number, and the lady across the street, and the lady next to her. And if something's going on in our neighborhood, I'll call Michelle, and Michelle will call Stacy, and Stacy will call Rebecca, and we'll all call the police. I feel that if you're gonna be in the neighborhood, you gotta keep it strong.